Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Authentic Ministries Podcast, Episode 2, titled Let's Get Dressed. Let's get dressed, y'all. It is time to get your clothes on. There are some important things, you know, when you wake up in the morning. There are some things that are really important for you to put on that I deem necessary. So one of the first things I like to do is to get up and brush my teeth and wash my face. I enjoy praying. I love to go pray. But as far as clothing, and that's part of my suit, I have to pray before I leave the house in the morning. So that's part of my clothes that I put on. And then I have to comb or brush my hair. I have to put on my personal garments, y'all, because that's important. Can't forget about your personal garments. I need my bottom, whether it be my pants, my skirt. I need a top on. I have to be completely covered. I don't want to be walking out here looking all crazy. I need shoes on my feet. But first, before I put my shoes on, I have to put some socks on my feet. But they're a particular kind of socks because I don't really like wearing socks. So I have to pick socks that are kind of thin, soft, smooth for my skin that don't bother me. And then I put my shoes on. Even in the wintertime, I have to dress like that because certain socks materials bother me. Then if I'm going outside, if it's in the summertime, I might not need a coat on. But in the wintertime, depending on the weather, I need to put my coat on. My hat and my scarf, my gloves, I need to be bundled up, y'all, because it's important. I don't like cold. I don't like to be cold. So I need to make sure every part of me is taken care of and covered up. So these are our natural things that we need. I'm going to tell a little story, too, before I get started. You know, so I've been married for about 16 years come this December the 14th. Woohoo! Yes, we made it through. To my lovely husband, Jason Allen Fredenberg, Pastor Jason Allen Fredenberg. And when I first started dating him, I remember, you know, I eat a lot. For those of you that don't know me, I eat a lot. I love food. And when I was younger, I was highly athletic, so I wouldn't gain a lot of weight. I can eat like that, but now it seems like my metabolism slowed down a little bit, so I got to be a little careful. But my roommate in college, my roommate Roz, I would eat before I would go out with my husband now, and then it was my boyfriend. I would eat before he would take me out because I did not want him to see how much I really ate. I didn't want to scare him off. And so I remember going out so many times and I would eat. My roommate would ask me, what am I doing? And I said, oh, I'm eating. Before he take me out, so I don't eat that much because I didn't want to scare him off, because appearance is everything, right? And so and I felt like if he thought I ate too much, he would not want to take me out again. So therefore I would eat a little bit and then go out. When he proposed to me, and it was funny, before that part, when I would get to the restaurant, I would typically eat like a salad, something really light. So he's like, man, this lady don't eat a lot. And later on, he wind up telling me he could never order a lot of food because he was taught don't order over the female. So, you know, order what she, you know, kind of order. Order light. Don't order heavy. And I wasn't ordering heavy. But he said he would be hungry. He would hope that I would order more food. So I thought that was hilarious, because later on when he proposed to me and we started going out more and eating more, I started eating a little bit more. Then after I got married, I was throwing down, y'all. And I remember he stood there and looked at me like, what? Like, oh my goodness, you can eat. You're eating all that? And I told him my little secret. I said, you know, before we would go out, I would actually eat a meal, a big meal, before you took me out, because I eat a lot. And I did not want to scare you off. And he was like, oh my goodness. And that's when he told me his secret. He said, I was hungry and I was praying, hoping that you would order more food, because I was taught not to really order over you. So if you didn't order heavy, I didn't order heavy. I ordered light. What does all that have to do with what we're talking about today? Getting dressed. We dress up. We want to look good. It's our appearance, y'all. Some of us work jobs that have uniforms, and the uniforms have to be nice, pressed, and neat. You can't just go into work looking any old kind of way. And if we're going out on dates, we want to look nice and look a certain way. It's our appearance. And when we're not going out and we're at home relaxing, that's your way of just saying, hey, I'm chilled out. I just want to relax. But I bet you if someone's coming over that you deemed very important, you may even change your clothes and change a little bit of what you have on, because it's all about appearance, right? And so today I want to talk to you about getting dressed in God, because that's our natural part, but we want to take care of our spiritual part. And it's so important to get dressed in God and to put on those things that He desires us to put on. So today, the first thing, because these might be a couple of episodes, y'all, because we have a few topics we want to talk about and cover in getting dressed, because there are a few things we need to put on. And in Christ, the first thing I really want to talk about is putting on is that love. Making sure when we wake up in the morning, we're talking to God and asking Him to give us the love that we need to be able to make it through the day, to be able to share to other people in the community the same love that He shared with us. And the thing that I really love is in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that you have towards us, a plan to prosper us and give us an expected end. You know, the thoughts that He has towards us of thoughts are that are not evil. They're thoughts of peace. And He desires to give us an expected end. He desires to bless us. Expected end is some type of hope that He's given us to look forward to. And so in Jeremiah, when he talks about that mindset that He has towards us, we want the same mind that be in Christ. We want it to be in us. And so we want to ask God for that mindset. We want to be able to look at people in the community, in our family, the same way He looks at us. You know, we make mistakes because none of us are perfect. But if He's provided a way of escape for us, He's made an opportunity, a line, a door for us to be able to get on our knees and ask for Him to forgive us for all of our sins, things that we've done, things that we may not even know we've done. Just ask Him to forgive us, and He will forgive us. And that's the great part about God. And He throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and He does not think of us badly. And so for our natural minds, sometimes we may have thoughts towards other people that are not right, and we don't want that. We want to put on the mind of Christ that's taken on His love. We want to have a love for people and compassion for people just as Christ has for us. We want to look at people and see them the way that He sees us. We really want to mirror Him and be just like Him. He's made us in His image. He's given us the ability. You know, we may say, what does that mean? Well, He's given us the ability to be able to repent, to be able to follow Him, to be able to act like Him, to be able to mimic, to model Him, to be able to ask for forgiveness and to love, to be able to forgive. An animal don't have that ability to do these things. He's made us just like Him. And we're able to live holy because He's able to live holy. So if He's given us that ability, I want to take all the advantages that I can take, and I want to live to the fullness of God, what He has given me and how He's given me to live, right? And so we talk about this love, and 1 Corinthians 13:4 talks about charity suffereth long and it's kind. Charity envieth not. It vaunteth not itself. It don't puff itself up, you know. So that's a way we can kind of check ourselves and say, are we really loving? Are we really being kind? We can say, hey, are we kind to people? Not people we choose to be kind to, but everybody. Because there are some people that just get on our nerves, y'all. Some people that just want to pick and pry and poke at us. And we have to love them too, you know. And that's just like Jesus Christ when He was going to the cross. He wanted to, he asked God, let this cup pass by. He really didn't want to go. But on his way going, all them people that was messing with Him and picking with Him and talking about Him, He wound up saying a prayer for them and said, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing right now. We have to take on the characteristics of Christ and be able to do those same things when people are irritating us. It's hard. It's hard. It can be difficult at times. But when you see God in prayer, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or can even think of. He can do it, y'all. He can help us love each other. Even the ones that is difficult to love, he can give us that love in our hearts. We can check ourselves and say, hey, are we envying anybody? Is there anybody around that's envying us? And it's okay. Nobody's perfect. You may have that one person you envy. Go to God in prayer and say, God, help me. Be honest with him. It says that if we are faithful, if we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all iniquity. And I believe you can find that in 1 John, John 1 and 9, I believe, if you look that up. If not, you can Google that. If I got it wrong, because I don't have it open before me. But we want to make sure we check that and say, do we envy anybody? God, we really want to have your love. We don't want to envy no one. So search me, God. And he will search your heart. And if you say at this time you don't envy anyone because you really believe you don't, if God start to search your heart, and he'll bring stuff up and say, hey, and then you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't think I was envying anybody, but I guess I am. Lord, forgive me. He'll forgive you and keep going on in him. You know, you don't want to lift your own self up. Sometimes we can praise our own self and lift our own self up, but let's not do that. Let's wait for others to lift us up and to give us some type of praise. We don't want to walk around saying, look what I did. Look what I've got. I got this degree. I've got a PhD. You know, I'm a doctor. Call me doctor. We want people to see what God has done in our lives. And we want God to lift us up. And we want people to give us praise. We don't want to sit around and praise ourselves and puff up ourselves, because it's not about us. We want to boast in Jesus Christ, not boast in ourselves. Every idea that you have came from God. Everything that you're able to do, God has given you the ability to do. So all glory ought to go back to him. And all things that we do ought to bring God, ought to bring him glory. You know, I was taking some notes and I was looking at how the Lord is able to help us with people that are very irritating to us. Like I was talking about, we're going to go back a little bit, like I was talking about. And then sometimes we only get irritated because we have a spirit of perfection. Like, I'm a perfectionist in things and some things I do. And this spoke loudly to me. And sometimes when I do events on the side, I do weddings and events. And I get a certain way when it's time for events because I want everything excellent for my clients a certain way. So those that are working with me, I have to let them know in advance, you know, don't take offense. I want everything perfect. I'm still nice and kind, but more so cutthroat. And I don't want anyone to be offended. I just want everything perfect. And I have to say, oh my goodness, I got to be careful. Even in marriage, sometimes we may want our spouses to be perfect or have this type of perfection. And we're not really knowing that we're doing that. We got to be careful. Even in friendships, any type of relationship we can be doing this, we got to be careful. Perfection programs mean is structure. We may want all those things to be ran perfectly, but we got to be careful in the attitude that we have behind it. When it's not perfect, it can cause anger. When these things are not perfect in our lives, it can cause us to be irritated or agitated, you know, just cranky, you know, because it's irritating us to the point that we cop an attitude or we're not able to demonstrate the love that God desires us to have. So we got to check that part out in our life and be careful. And we got to understand that no one's perfect. The only one perfect on this in earth that was on this earth and now in heaven was Jesus Christ is God. God is perfect. You know, he's the only one. There's no one else. So we have to be careful of the expectations that we have out of other people. And just ask God to help them, help us to have realistic expectations and understanding other people and what they may be dealing with in their time of life or where God is at with them in their life and salvation, and learn to pray for people more. So we most definitely want to put on that love for Jesus Christ and that Christ has. And also, I want to bring to your attention Even in Romans 15 and 5, it says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ had. And so we talked a little bit about that and how Jesus Christ, when he was going to that cross and people was just aggravating him, just talking about him, spitting on him, just not being kind, doing terrible, terrible things to our Savior. But Jesus was able to keep his composure in going through all of that and just able to stand there and say a prayer and say, Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Just having that mind in the mind of, in Jeremiah, what we talked about, how his thoughts towards us, our thoughts of peace and they're not evil. Lord, let's pray and ask God today, help us not to have thoughts of evil towards people, but to pray for them. Because even those people that was crucifying him had evil hearts. You know, they would just had hatred in their hearts. They didn't know. They were in darkness. They couldn't see light. You know, he prayed for them. So we want to mirror God. We want to be like him. We want to strive to have his thought pattern, his everything. Just we want all of us to be like him. So we want that same mind that be in him, be in us today. And so we want to encourage people. And we want to give that type of hope and encouragement that provides endurance that people can continue on in life. And we want that same attitude and mind towards others that Christ has. We just want to be just like him. And so today's episode 2, let's get dressed. Today, while you are putting on your natural clothes, I challenge you, I ask you, I beg you to pray before you leave your home. Ask him for love. Ask Jesus to give you more love, to help you be a more aware of your surroundings and yourself in your day today, to see if you have that perfect love. Because even with family, you all, we may ask God for love and say, oh, we got love. But sometimes family is the hardest to love because they know you the most and they know your flaws and everything. They can pull out stuff out of you. But true love, God will even allow that love to shine in your family. So work at home on your family. Just allowing the Holy Spirit, allowing God to come in your hearts and to work in you and to work through you. And even journal this. Journal today so that days off you'll be able to look back and say, wait, this is where I was in my love and I asked God to give me more love and this is what he did. This is what I'm able to do now. God will do it. And looking back at it, you will have a testimony. You will have praise. I challenge you today to love one another and all that you do and to put on the mind of Christ and to be more like him. And to get your clothes on, put on your garments of praise. You know, we have personal garments that we have to put on before we put our clothes on. Put your garment of praise on. Put it on. Make sure you get that on you today and put on the whole armor of God today and put that love in your hearts today. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we're asking that you will like, follow us, and share these messages. And I pray that these messages will continue to bless and strengthen and encourage you to continue on with your walk and your journey with Christ. Have a blessed day.